USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is pushing for a $1 trillion economic stimulus package to offset the financial damage from the coronavirus epidemic. One main proposal is giving cash directly to Americans. The Treasury Secretary proposed giving $1,000 to citizens in the next 2 weeks. Steve Mnuchin says the priority is getting government checks to people immediately.
We have to do this now.
He says the IRS is giving taxpayers who owe 90 more days to make their payments beyond April 15th. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
They're worried about the big businesses. They want to pump some money into the economy. But if you don't solve the immediate health care and economic needs of the people who are hurt, the problem will just get worse.
Wall Street liked the plan. The Dow closed over 1,000 points. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
The death toll in the U.S. from the coronavirus outbreak has now climbed to 107. The Senate returns to work on Wednesday to take up a coronavirus relief measure. Senator Mitch McConnell says, here's what's first.
We're going to go on and vote as soon as the Senate can get permission to vote on the bill that came over from the House, send it down to the President for signature, and thus reassure the people around the country that we can operate on a bicameral, bipartisan basis.
The House bill provides up to 10 days of paid leave for some workers and bolsters unemployment insurance. Many Senate Republicans have expressed concerns about the bill, citing its impact on small businesses. NBA star Kevin Durant says he's been diagnosed with the coronavirus. Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert was the first NBA player to test positive. Now, the Nets say four of its players have gotten positive tests. Kevin Durant confirmed that he was one of the four. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has won three states in the Tuesday primaries, Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. This widens his delegate lead over Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont. President Trump was also projected to have gathered enough delegates to win the Republican nomination with a win in Illinois. The complications over the primaries due to the coronavirus outbreak have cut the number of poll workers and has hampered voter turnout. Ohio decided to cancel its primary and postpone it. Governor Mike DeWine attempted to postpone the election, but a judge denied his request. After failing to appeal, the director of the Ohio Health Department issued the order to close the polls. St. Patrick's Day celebrations were all muted by the virus outbreak, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
New York City, one of many cities famous for their big St. Patrick's Day parades, although the one in New York City is the biggest on the planet every year, but this year it didn't happen.
St. Patrick's Day didn't go away. It's just a parade and the ability to get together.
And it's not just the lack of the parade that has made the holiday different. New York City bars and restaurants, just like those across New York State, are closed because of the virus outbreak, only allowed to provide takeout or drive-up orders. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.